In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, glory to Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but I have always found Jesus's talks about the cross to be the hardest ones to understand and to follow. Because he says, take up your cross and follow me. If you would follow me, take up your cross. What is he talking about? Is this figurative? Is this mean that we all have these crosses we have to carry around with us? What does he mean? Does he mean we just put on the cross around our neck and we're good? We take it and follow him? What does he mean by cross? Go ahead, answer me. I don't know. Okay, maybe I do know. You read the commentaries about the cross, and especially the more contemporary ones, they talk about, oh, this is the burden of being a disciple. The burden of being a disciple. Just that you have to get and conform to what Jesus wants his disciples to be. And that kind of makes sense because he says later on, if anyone is ashamed of me and my gospel, Christ, when he comes again, will be ashamed of them in return. So it makes sense that if we're just taking up our cross and following Jesus, that means the cross is the burden of being a disciple. And we don't want to put that away. We don't want to be embarrassed by it. We need to hold on to that and be a true disciple and stand out about it. But quite frankly, I don't think this is what Jesus is talking about. Jesus is talking about martyrdom, being a martyr, that he is predicting that his death will be on a cross and that anyone who truly follows him will have to take that same cross. And that if anyone turns away from that burden of martyrdom, that this is what we should be ashamed of. And this is what Christ in his return will be ashamed of. But that puts an unbelievable heavy burden upon us, that being a follower of Christ means martyrdom, means that we must give our lives for the gospel. We must give our lives for Christ. How many of you are ready for that? Yeah, I'm not either. I'm not either. But we have to look at the cross as something more than just an instrument of torture and death. Our tradition tells us the cross is something more than just darkness. And here we are, the midpoint of Lent. And what does the church do? They put the cross out in front of us. Not so that we get all discouraged and say, oh, we're through Lent, halfway through Lent. Now we have to focus on the cross because, man, we're so miserable. I've been a failure of Lent. And this is the standard we're holding up, that we're supposed to be a martyr. Yeah, it is. But again, it is something that we have to change our perspective of. The cross is not merely about darkness. And it is not merely an instrument of death. I once had a friend when I was in college who saw the cross I had around my neck because I was a newly brought into the church as a catechumen. So I was wearing this cross, and they looked at me and said, why are you wearing an instrument of death around your neck? If you had a friend who was killed by a handgun, would you wear an image of a handgun around your neck? And I had to stop and think about it, because This is not why we wear a cross. This is not why we put the cross out in front of the church. This is not why we offer blessings in the image of the cross. It's because we focus more on what the cross has given us and not what the cross has done. So what has the cross given us? This is what St. John Chrysostom describes. The cross is the will of the Father, the glory of the Son, the exaltation of the Spirit. It is the world of angels, the safeguard of the church, the boast of St. Paul, the wall of saints, and the light of the universe. This is what the cross has done. And St. Paul in Corinthians says, the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. We cannot ever look at the cross without remembering the resurrection. They are indivisible. You cannot have one without the other. And to look at the cross is merely something of darkness, something of torture, something of death, forgets the fact that God's plan, that Christ's following the Father's will, was to die, but also to resurrect. And it is this that the cross gives us, hope. It is this that the cross gives us, triumph. It is this that the cross gives us, joy. Because only through the cross do we have the resurrection of Christ himself, who is the firstborn of the dead, and joy, hope, and triumph for all of us who will join him in resurrection and eternal life as well. When Christ is on the cross with the two thieves on the cross, he says to the one thief who glorifies him, this day you will join me in paradise. He ignores the other one. This day you will join me in paradise. This is our hope as well, that on his second coming, we will join him in paradise. And this is why we are given the cross in the middle of Lent, to remind us, to offer us hope, to offer us that taste of triumph, to offer us joy, to finish the course of the fast, to not get discouraged, to not become despondent at what we fail to achieve. Because what we fail to achieve is simply our minuscule efforts. But what has been achieved is the glorious and triumphant resurrection of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ through the cross. Yes, our sins have been nailed to the cross. Yes, our sins have been washed away in the baptism that we begin our life as a Christian. When we come up and receive the chrismation, the priest says, receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, and he anoints in the shape of a cross. When we offer a blessing, it is in the shape of a cross. When the priest comes out and offers you peace, it is in the shape of a cross. When the bishop stands up here with his two candles and offers a blessing to the community, it is in the shape of a cross. This cross is our symbol of triumph. It is not what we worship, but the resurrection, which is through the cross in Christ that we worship. For those of you who are coming in new to the faith, this cross is a stumbling block. It certainly was for me to figure out why all of this about the cross? Sure, we wear it around a neck, but that's it. But it isn't it, because the cross is everything. It is our belief, it is our symbol, it is about what it is that Christ has done and will do for us. So remember, when we stand in front of the cross, and when we bow down in front of the cross, and when we say we venerate the cross, what we are doing is offering our adoration to God for loving us so much that his Son comes down to earth, becomes incarnate, and takes the sins of the world upon himself, nails them to the cross, so that we, all of us, may someday fully rejoice in the resurrection of himself and us, always, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.